special gentleman from the Scottish Federation of Meat Traders Association, Chief Executive, on my far right, Douglas Scott, and on my immediate right, Paul Boyle. And of course, we've got the usual suspects here from the RBWF, Brian Goldie, Morgan Morrison, and Bill. Bill, of course, is a native of Irvine, so it's fitting that we've gathered here for this weekend of our conference, which draws numbers from all over the UK, Australia, USA, Canada, Norway, and of course, even Kirkcudbright. Orchestrating today's event is the real Kent face of on the Burns scene of Murdo Morris, now our marketing director and past president of the Robert Burns World Federation. And today's launch comes on the back of a highly successful joint venture of the Year of the Haggis in 2013. We welcome the opportunity not only to support the Year of the Haggis 2019, but to actively promote the event throughout the year. Burns and Haggis is of course not only for the 25th of January. Haggis is synonymous with Burns, and he made haggis not only famous, but revered throughout the world. We have two worldwide brands here, which are flexible and adaptable all year round. The Robert Burns World Federation promotes the life and work of our national bard, Scottish literature, culture, and music worldwide. And we're particularly delighted to be associated with highly successful schools competitions and more recently close links with university to ensure that the legacy of Robert Burns is passed on to future generations. The launch of the Year of the Haggis 2019 comes on the back of a debate tabled in the Scottish Parliament in January by Joan McAlpine, MSP, into the economic value of Robert Burns in the Scottish economy. The debate was televised and fully supported by the Robert Burns World Federation. Funding from Scottish Government has allowed Professor Murray Pittock of Glasgow University to be commissioned to carry out important research into the economic value of Burns in Scotland. And Professor Pittock will be working closely with Robert Burns World Federation on this over the next 12 months. So with the scene set, may I invite Paul Boyle, President of the Scottish Federation of Meat Traders Association, to address the meeting.